This is TWiT.
You love Jason Snell's article. I love Jason Snell's article in which he says, what does he say? Local man uses Apple Pay. Local man uses Apple Pay to buy groceries.
I replied to him that the real coup is getting Area Man to use Apple Pay. That's when you know it's really caught
Area
on.
Man. Jason ran over to his Whole Foods, bought a sandwich. He tells the very, very funny story of his checkout guy, Tyler, who said, "Oh, you're going to try that?" I guess Tyler hadn't seen it yet. Jason says, "Yeah, I'm one of those people," and habitually placed my thumb on the phone as if I were going to unlock it, which was what I was going to do. But instead of doing that, boom, I paid for the groceries. The terminal actually noticed before he even tapped it or got close to it, noticed him and talked to the iPhone, and he saw on the iPhone screen, pay with Touch ID, and all he had to do was touch that. And then Tyler, his checkout guy, said, "Whoa, I don't know what just happened." As a
security,
paper.
Security.
What'd you do, man? Dude.
Matthew Broderick has just war gamed itself into my terminal.
The paper receipt popped out of the printer's register, and Jason walked home and he noticed it had also stopped raining. So, what a great article. But yeah, all right, we're doing Apple Pay. We might as well keep doing it. We have a video. We sent our own Jason Snell, Jeff Needles by name, out to Whole Foods to buy chicken fingers. And this is, I think we could show this video of him buying chicken fingers with his iPhone 6. There it is. Wait a minute. Stop. Pause that for a moment. Because it shows other stuff. If you zoom, go back, it shows American Express. It shows Visa Discover, MasterCard's PayPass. Yeah. And Apple, it has a little Apple logo, Apple Pay.
All you really need to see is that logo in the middle. Because that is the universal sign for the technology that Apple Pay uses. So supposedly, if you don't see the Apple Pay logo, but you do see that little Wi-Fi with the finger next to it, you're good.
It kind of looks like, I don't know, a fish skeleton and a guy picking at it on a plate. But anyway, you know what we're talking about. All right, so go ahead and play this. So did you have to tap it, Jeff? No, you just...
It
sees it, pops up your credit card. At this point, you could choose a credit card, but Jeff always wants those Starwood points, so he had the credit card. And there you go, and the receipt comes out, and you're done.
We don't need the receipt.
Approved. And you get pumpkin pictures.
Apple magic.
Apple magic.
Go ahead.
That's exactly what you want. I mean, it couldn't be much easier. You feel secure because it did need a fingerprint to do it. Although, if you had other device, you might have to enter a PIN instead.
Yeah, I was before the show. I was talking about how this is some of the best advertising that Apple could possibly get are all these data breaches. And on the same day that I downloaded iOS 8.1 and got the iPhone 6 set up for Apple Pay, I also got a phone call from my bank that issues my credit card saying, "Hi, by virtue of the fact that we don't know that your card has been compromised, but we do notice you shopped at Home Depot at any point in the past year. So we're just going to give you a brand new card with a brand new number." That underscores the need for a system like this.
That's a pain too, because now you need a new number, which you won't with Apple.
Yeah,
Pay,
and of course, I already finished like configuring the phone for my old credit card, so it's like I haven't activated the new card yet, but it's going to have to happen. I'm gonna have to do that tonight.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When you go to your Passbook, you have to launch your Passbook app, and you have to have 8.1. There's a little plus button on it, and you can add passes, as you've always been able to do, for tickets and so forth, or, and this is new, credit and debit cards. Pay with Touch ID using Apple Pay. Add a card. Now, you could enter the data by hand, and as Apple pointed out, you can also take a picture. There's a little camera there. Now, I found some of my cards it can't read. The letters are too glossy or something, but most of the cards it was able to. It's not taking a picture. You actually hold it there, and it scans the number. Scans the expiration date in your name. You still have to manually enter the security code on most cards. In fact, in all cards I've tried, because it's on the back, or for whatever reason, it doesn't try to read it. But it isn't hard to add a card. In some cases, you'll need an authentication app, I'm told.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. Not even, sometimes an app, when I set up mine, I just happened to take the path of least resistance. It said, oh, well, you have a credit card attached to your iTunes account. You want to use that.
That's the first thing you can do right away.
Tap one button, and if I'm told
that there's... I think you had to enter in the security code, and that was
exactly.
It.
Just to just as you do every time you do it, you try to use a new device with a credit card that's attached to iTunes. And then, like, seconds later, say, okay, you're good.